CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Good evening, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. You are listening to Different Circles on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. I'm your host, Dina.
vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore. Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie. J'ai connu Clyde autrefois. C'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit?
Tant que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer.
Pour la police, ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant, chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac tac tac.
Des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi, Bonnie, je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon, il ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution, c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
We have Why Mother says to me, enjoy your life.
My mother says to me,
my mother says to me, enjoy your life.
My mother says to me.
It's a wood thrush. Songbirds lift our hearts, bring us joy, support healthy environments, and connect us with nature. Sadly, due to free-roaming cats, collisions with buildings, and habitat loss, over a quarter of Canada's birds have disappeared. It's heartbreaking. With your help, Nature Canada has mobilized thousands of Canadians for more than 85 years to protect and celebrate birds. To find out how you can save bird lives, go to birds.naturecanada.ca.
Keep up with what's hot on CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
Good evening, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. You have been listening to Different Circles here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. I'm your host, Dina. We open today's show with Akiko Yano, Unamachi Uta, Part 2. Akiko Yano, a jazz and pop musician, at one point married to Ryuichi Sakamoto, one of the members of Yellow Magic Orchestra. They divorced in 2002. Something about this song really gets me. The lyrics, I believe, are something like, as soon as the ship returns, the smell of the sea is left at the pier. As soon as the ship that hasn't arrived yet leaves, before it even sees the pier. Next up, another dramatic song, Brigitte Bardot and Serge Gainsbourg with Bonnie and Clyde from 1968, a Fontana Records single. It tells the story of the outlaw couple, Bonnie and Clyde, and it's based on a poem by Bonnie Parker herself. After that, I went with Bruce Hack, H-A-A-C-K, Rain of Earth. Although this was released under his only pseudonym, Jack Pine Savage, Jack Pine Savage on the album Together, released in 1971 on Dimension 5 Records, a label started by Bruce and two others. I have this by way of the reissue, Parade the Electric Voice. Bruce Hack was a pioneering Canadian-American electronic music composer known for early synth experimentation and the use of a vocoder and analog circuitry long before those were widespread. He influenced future electronic and experimental artists, even if his name's not really well known. After that, I went with The Space Lady, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, which is a cover of the classic Electric Prunes 1966 song. This, I think, is from the late 80s. The Space Lady, born Suzanne Dietrich, is an American outsider synth-pop musician who began performing on the streets in the States with an accordion and later a Casio tone keyboard, which you can hear here. She became cult known for her ethereal cover and also her originals. She's got several LPs, from The Cosmic Man, 1987, to The Space Lady's Greatest Hits from 2013. After that, I went with Silver Apples, Sea Green Serenades. This track is part of Silver Apples' early output, their 1968 debut album. Silver Apples were an influential American duo from 1960s, known for combining oscillators and homemade synth devices with rock structures. They were early influences for the synth experimental music scene. After that, I brought it to current times with New Chance, Twice Bitten, released May 2025 from A Rock Unsteady, the sophomore album from this Toronto musician and vocalist that I love. After that, we had Romy featuring Beverly Glenn Copeland, Mid-Air. Mid-Air was released September 2023 from Romy's debut solo album. And then I closed off that set with Ray Ags, or R. Ags, Hold On to Your Head from Tape 1, released October 2020. Ray Ags is a musician based in Glasgow, primarily known for their distinctive guitar work, influenced both by West African highlife and post-punk. They also sing and play violin. Their bands include Trash Kit, Sacred Paws, and Shopping. As well, I think they are working on a new project I saw on socials. Okay, we heard a lot of experimental, synthy, moody music in that first half. Let's take it to the dance floor in the second half. We're going to go with Blue Hawaii, I Felt Love, from the 2020 album Under One House. Blue Hawaii is a Canadian electronic duo. After that, Mirabai, M-E-R-A-B-H-A-I. The song was Could Have Made You Mine off the album Now I Need You, released July 2025. Then we brought it home again with Debbie Friday, 1-17, released 2025 as well. This was on The Star of the Queen of Life, released by Royal Mountain Records and Sub Pop. After that, a familiar favorite from different circles, Bella Cuts, Until Everybody's Free, built around a vocal sample taken from an interview with Dr. Maya Angelou. And I love this song so much, you hear it all the time, and I cannot reiterate enough. The truth is, no one of us can be free until everybody's free. Our fights are united. Power to the people. After that, I'm going to go with Serena from her debut album, Resurrection, released in 2021. She's a Canadian pop electronic artist. Both the song and album highlight themes of queer identity, community, and authenticity. And then maybe I'll play a couple of my little signature samples, one from Salt, one from DJ Shadow, if you know, you know. And then I'll close it out with Bad, Bad, Not Good, Lavender, featuring K. Trinata. Wherever you are, stay safe, fight back. Enjoy the music.
It's too- retreat in nude selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue you down just like Delphi. Poetry in nude selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue you down just like Delphi. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you baby my lover. Kiss you hard in the summer. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you baby my lover. Kiss you hard in the summer. Poetry in nude selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue you down just like Delphi. Poetry in nude selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue you down just like Delphi. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you baby my lover. Kiss you hard in the summer. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you baby my lover. Kiss you hard in the summer.
Truth is, no one of us can be free until everybody is free. No one of us can be free until everybody is free, free, free.
Courage.
truth is, no one of us can be free until everybody is free. No one of us can be free until everybody is free. Until everybody is free.
Brazilian sensation.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen.